House Special Session Committee on Budget Reconciliation. First bill up will be, where are we? House Bill 4012, Common School Fund. We are in work session.
Mr. Chair, members, for the record, Steve Meyer, Legislative Revenue. House Bill 4012 is the one that transfers $100 million of unclaimed property revenue from the Common School Fund. That money then would go to counties and from counties to school districts by May, to counties by May 1st and presumably to school districts then by May 15th, according to other statutes. It requires a repayment of that money by an amount of $33.9 million from lottery revenue and each of the next four biennia. It also diverts some unclaimed property proceeds from the Common School Fund to the State School Fund until July 1, 2003, so it's a temporary diversion, and it limits the diversions from that source to $20 million through the end of this biennium. So that's one component of the bill. The other component is the Economic Security Fund that sets up that fund and makes the specifications when money can be moved out of that fund. There are several conditions. It would transfer 25% of excess personal and corporate income tax monies that might be collected above the November 30th, 2001 forecast to that fund. This has been declares an emergency and would take effect on passage.
Thank you, Steve. Let me ask Paul Warren to come to the dais. Give Legislative Revenues.
We don't have those.
Overview.
Enter and sign in, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Paul Warner, Legislative Revenue Office. Basically, I think Steve has laid out the two elements of the transfer from the Common School Fund. One is $100 million that will be repaid. The other is a $20 million diversion from unclaimed property income that would go to the State School Fund. Those dollars would be used in conjunction with your omnibus disappropriations bill to backfill general fund State School Fund dollars for the 0103 biennium. The Economic Security Fund, I just wanted to make clear there's an understanding that this is a separate calculation from any current law. It's based on the December forecast, which was the latest released. So any unanticipated revenue above that 25% would go into the Economic Security Fund. It would not affect any other calculations that involve excess revenue.
Can we have that put just a little bit more succinctly?
Before we go there, let me ask and apologize to Anita at the same time. I did not give you the heads up we were going to gavel in. Did you get enough of the opening of the meeting for the public record?
She's quick.
She nods her head affirmatively. Well, we were fortunate to have one of the resident experts on our committee today regarding the Common School Fund. Lane, do you have any comments, questions, critiques?
Well, we could go on at length with this. I think Steve's summary was sufficient. I would point out just a couple of things, perhaps. I know that one concern about this was the potential of a loss to the Common School Fund from the immediate sale of equities to generate the proceeds for this transfer. And we have amended the bill to provide and make clear, as was always the intent, that this would be done on or before April 1 of 2003. We don't need to do this now. So the idea here is to give the Division of State Lands, the Treasurer's Office, and everybody else that has a hand in administering this account flexibility in timing this sale of equities to generate this $100 million. It can be done either in piecemeal fashion or, you know, if our resident economist is correct, with a big thumbs up on the market a year from now and the market has restored the losses that it's currently working under, there may be no loss whatsoever on the sale of these equities within the fund to generate the revenues for this loan. Also, the amount of the payment in reimbursement to the fund that's reflected in Section 2, $33.9 million roughly, reflects an interest rate of 7.33% on the $100 million transfer. That is the rate that is projected by the fund managers as the 5-year blended average rate of return to the fund looking out forward. Now, that's going to be higher than what we've seen in the last couple of years, but, of course, they take a longer period of time at that, and they are expecting 7.33 to be the blended rate of return to the Common School Fund, and so this was designed to match that blended rate of return to the Common School Fund. The issue of the of the diversion of unclaimed property, it relates kind of to some opinions that we have received in recent months from the Attorney General's office that we've dealt with in the Revenue Committee, and those opinions would, I think, substantially impair the ability of the fund to distribute this money if it gets into the fund. And it may disappear into the corpus and become part of the fund that cannot be distributed, and so rather than risk that, we are diverting it before it gets into the Common School Fund. The intent is to effectively treat that as if it were income. The one other thing I think I'd mention is the interest that we pay on this in return to the Common School Fund will constitute income to the Common School Fund and be distributable as part of the income to schools in the biennium in which that is received, subject to their charges and offsets against income for their management. I think that's about all I have, just to say a couple of those things. Paul had something else.
Well, Representative Schaller, Mr. Chair, just to point out that the section that included state land board and determination of income for distribution, you saw that in the draft earlier. That's been removed from this bill.
And I think what Paul was saying about Section 12, or 13 rather, in the Economic Security Fund, is this does not implicate the calculation of the kicker.
That's correct. The kicker would be calculated the same whether this law passes or not.
Okay. That's all. I'd move House Bill 4012 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. I think I accept your motion. I'll open it up for discussion, and we may discuss very silently up here. Because I would like to extend the courtesy to Representative Hansen, who is on the floor carrying a bill, if he would like to make comments, cast a vote in either support or opposition to this. And while we are still waiting for our next bill to catch up with us, I don't see that there's any delay. I would like to point out, and I know we get sometimes so deep into the forest we can't see the trees, Governor Kitzhaber has stated very often, and I agree with the governor, that the Common School Fund is a 145-year-old Oregon treasure. He is absolutely correct. And what he is referring to is, of course, the constitutional portion that was started by men in our, well, depending on your age, Lane, in our recent past. I could not agree with the governor more. That the constitutional portion of this fund should not be touched. We are not doing that. The only portion of this fund that is under consideration here today is the statutory portion that was actually indeed created by a legislative body, by the Oregon legislature. The issue before us, as we all know, is very serious. This is not something we take lightly. And it's something that we put a great deal of consideration into, both privately among ourselves and during public hearings. That's about as long as I can talk on that subject while we're waiting for Representative Hansen. But I do think the point needs to be made, so we will stand it.
Well, actually, I can just respond and add to that a little bit. And I think it's important to know that in the 90s, the legislature and the land board made a conscious decision not to distribute all of the income from the fund, but in fact reinvested substantial amounts of income from the fund And I think that the argument can be made, and made very, very persuasively, that what we are really drawing on here is in fact accumulated income within the fund that I don't know if should have, but certainly was available to have been distributed to schools. Certainly could have been distributed to schools during the 1990s, but was not, again, just because of a conscious decision not to distribute that income. And so, you know, so the Attorney General's office will tell us that it's principal because they say any income that is not distributed becomes principal, but in fact that is principal. It is there on account of income that did not get distributed. And so we are tapping into that portion of the fund.
And if you run those numbers out from, this started in 92, and we made a very conscious decision to distribute 2% of the income, not the statutory allowable of, I believe it's 5%, Paul? You look at that, you're dealing with, you know, $20, $30, $40 million in various years from 92 on. 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. And we all know what the market's done. In the greatest economy in the history of the planet and the greatest stock market appreciation in the history of the planet, that money was very well served to stay in that fund. And that the corpus of this fund is greatly enriched today because of that decision by the legislature. I saw that tan coat and I was just sure that that was Representative Hansen. And you look a lot like him. Absolutely. We will continue to stand at ease.